I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined in the studio by a group of Rotarians. Joining us this morning, we have Rotary District 5010 Governor Dick Sutliff, and he is here on his annual visit to Ketchikan. Also joining us, Chris Baca from First City Rotary and Nancy Teege from Rotary 2000. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
And let me ask you, Mr. Sutliff, what are you doing in Ketchikan? What kind of activities are you participating in?
Well, the district, of course, consists of all the Rotary clubs in Alaska and the Yukon Territory, which is 39 actual clubs and one e-club or virtual club. And part of my responsibilities as district governor is to visit each club within the district. So this whole week I've spent in Ketchikan visiting with the Ketchikan clubs, meeting with their boards, going to dinner and having fireside chats and so forth.
And let me ask you, Chris Baca, what is First City Rotary up to?
Well, you know, we're best known for our duck race on the 4th of July and selling duck tickets to raise funds for local projects that we do, for example, the bridge project over at Rotary Beach, and we sponsor the K-High Interact Club. And so we're up to a number of good things for the community, as well as preparing for tomorrow, which is International Rotary Polio Day.
Okay.
And we're this close, if you could picture that, to eradicating polio throughout the world. There are only three countries that still are fighting that. And Rotary and its partners, including like the Bill Gates Foundation, are moving forward aggressively to take care of that problem.
And it seems to me, I read recently that there was an upswing in some, was it African country? There was in some country where...
Pakistan was.
Oh, Pakistan.
And then there was some in Syria and a couple other places, but that was because of Pakistan people moving over there. And that's not a problem anymore.
Okay, and that is one of the missions of Rotary, is this eradication of polio. What does Rotary do? How is Rotary involved in that effort?
Well, 25 years ago, we decided that we would take it on as an international project to eradicate polio. And at that time, there were 350,000 cases of polio per year in the world. And so we just began basically inoculation programs to inoculate children against polio. And very quickly, we ended polio in the Americas, Europe, Asia. And they told us that India was impossible. And 3 years ago, polio was eliminated in India. And we've also, there are three types of polio virus, type 1, type 2, and type 3. And we've killed type 2 and type 3. So we're simply left with residual cases of about 200 a year. 200 this year, and we expect that to be perhaps half that next year, and soon we'll be done. It'll be like smallpox, a thing of history.
And when is it determined that it is eradicated?
Well, when no country has had a case of polio for a period of three straight years.
So then what is, are there any discussions or plans of what will happen with Rotary once that's eradicated? Any new projects?
No, we have fastidiously refused to talk about that. We don't want to refocus until we're done with this problem.
Okay. However, our foundation does have focus points, and one is clean water throughout the world. One is education throughout the world. And
maternal health.
Maternal health. So those will continue on, and... Those are other examples of what our foundation supports through local Rotary Club support.
Okay, and Nancy Teege, what is Rotary 2000 up to?
Our next big project is Trunk or Treat, coming up for Halloween. Unfortunately, you guys have your party the same night.
I think everyone's having a party that night.
So we're looking for people to help assist us in filling up the parking lot.
And this is at the...
First Bank parking lot underneath.
Sea Level Drive.
Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm, that part. And that will be on Halloween night. Okay. That's our next big one.
And how do the two Rotary clubs locally work together? Or do you tend to just have separate projects?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We tend to have separate projects, but we support one another during those projects. And, for example, the Rotary Beach is a fine example of how we work together. The Noon Club, as I call it, put in a ramp recently, and that matches the stairs that we put in. We're working together now to acquire the hardware to put the handrails in both of those.
Both of them.
So that's how we kind of work together.
And actually, probably should have asked this question up front, but for those who are not familiar with Rotary, what is Rotary?
Rotary is an international organization of business and professional people from communities. There's about 1.2 million Rotarians. There's 39 clubs in Alaska, two in Ketchikan. And they are simply community-minded people who meet and pursue our motto, which is service above self, helping others.
And it is international, and I know I've traveled to places where you see the Rotary symbol on projects all over the world.
And there are Rotary clubs in Afghanistan, Pakistan, you know, India, Ethiopia, Thailand, Taiwan, all the South American countries, every state in the Union, and every province in Canada.
As Dick said, the 1,200,000 members support 39,000 clubs throughout the world. So there's a club in most every community.
And Dick Sutliff, you are here right now in Ketchikan. What travels, I guess, will you have ahead of you as the district governor?
Well, you know, I've already been to Nome and spent a week in Nome and a week in Juneau, a week here. From here, we go back to Anchorage, and then we go down and spend some time with the Seward Club and then the Homer Club, and we will be working with their health fair on Saturday. And then the next round will be a series of, we'll have to go to Fairbanks where there's four or five clubs, and then the Valley and so on. So we will have literally covered the entire state. Last week I was in Whitehorse and spent 2 days working with the Whitehorse clubs. So we will really cover, we will be well informed about the state of Alaska and the territory of Yukon Territory when we're done.
And you are from Anchorage, is that correct?
I am from Anchorage. You know, one of the amazing things is I discovered that Nome is in the throes of a full-blown gold rush, not much different than the late 1800s, and I had no idea.
What else is up ahead for Rotary in this community? I mean, you mentioned the few things, you know, coming up, the most recent things, but any other projects, plans coming up?
We always have a scholarship for kids in our, for all any program that they want to get into. So if they want to get into, do a theater or any programs, sports, we have a regular scholarship always going on for that. Our raffle will start pretty soon for a four-wheeler cash.
We also use the duck sale receipts to support our high school students in their pursuit of further education. And yesterday we were able to take our district governor up to the University of Alaska campus here and present them with our first of five checks to build a $25,000 corpus of a endowed scholarship. So that those are examples of how we use the funds as well. And then, of course, we have our exchange student program, and that's another of our stars, is that we have a new person this year from Indonesia, and she's going to high school and participating in the Interact Club and other activities throughout the community. And we have a couple of students, one of which is from Prince of Wales this year. He lives on Marble Island, and now he's spending the year in Germany. So we're happy about those things.
Is that a school year program?
Yes, school year program.
Rotary Youth Exchange is a worldwide program where we exchange approximately 8,000 students a year. We shuffle them from country to country all over the world. It's a one-to-one exchange. A student goes out from a local community like Ketchikan, and a student and goes to a foreign country, and a student from that country comes to Ketchikan. And the goal is to be ambassadors of goodwill for their school, their community, their state, and their country. Spread their own culture, learn the culture of the other place, and I think it's one of our strongest programs in terms of building goodwill and friendships and peace across the world. We have a district conference coming up in May, and two of the kids that I sponsored 20 years ago will be coming, one from South Africa and one from Finland. So it establishes friendships over long distances that persist over a long time.
You mentioned one student. Oftentimes there are many. Is there just one student this year?
Each club.
We have one also.
And where, Nancy Teege, where is yours from?
Ours isn't here yet. Ours is from South Africa, and she will be coming in December, well, January, and because their school year is calendar year.
Oh, okay.
So we will get ours in January and then have two the following year, starting in September.
And have you sent a student to another country?
We have.
And
I'm not sure where ours is.
Oh, okay. All right. Anything else that anyone wanted to add?
Well, I'd just like to thank you for having us today, and it brought to mind that both clubs contributed to the station's fundraising activities a few weeks ago and worked together in that way as well. We had members from both clubs throughout the week supporting that initiative, and we really enjoyed it.
And there's often a friendly competition of how many from each club is there and gets involved. So again, yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. Again, thank you so much for being here. Rotary District 5010 Governor Dick Sutliff, Chris Baca from First City Rotary, and Nancy Teege from Rotary 2000.